It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. And now, another in our series, Power Shift, about the transition to low-carbon energy in the Bay State. There are few things more energy efficient than generating your own transportation by pedal power. Still, as the snow and ice and dark of winter descend upon us here in the north, bicycling might seem unwise and, frankly, unappealing. But increasingly, bike share programs in cold cities, including Toronto, Denver, and New York, are staying open through all four seasons. Even when there's snow or ice, some year-round riders say the roads are often clearer than the sidewalks. The Hubway bike sharing system in the Boston area shuts down completely for the winter come Thanksgiving, except this year. The Cambridge part of Hubway is getting a winter tryout. Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom has the story.
It's a cold, overcast day, but bike commuters in Cambridge don't seem to mind. Some are dressed for the weather in heavy winter coats and thick mittens. Others wear sleek spandex and reflective orange jackets. At least a dozen bikers are stopped at a traffic light in Inman Square. A student, Mitali, dressed in a warm hat and long black jacket, heads for the rack of Hubway bikes. She uses a key fob the size and shape of a thumb drive to unlock one.
I love it. I mean, I think there's so many students, especially, that use the bikes to get to school.
She says she finds biking easier than relying on public transit.
I do take the bus in the evenings if it's too late at night and I don't feel like biking, but a lot of the buses are only every other hour, so it's kind of, you have to wait a long time. And then I feel like I might as well just bike. I'm wearing all these layers anyway.
It's that kind of convenience that's made Boston's public bike share program so popular. Roughly 9,500 people paid the $85 annual membership fee that allows them to ride bikes from any of the 129 stations across Greater Boston. But from now until March, the 27 locations in Cambridge will be the only ones open. Roughly 9% of people in Cambridge commute to work by bike. That's the fifth highest in the country. So Cambridge is an ideal location for a pilot program to demonstrate how a winter bike share could work out in snowy New England. Charlie Salk is a big fan.
I support the extension of the season. I really wish they could have brought it out to Boston as well.
Salk's a student at MIT, and he plans to use the bikes as much as possible over the winter.
So right now, I'm experimenting with ways I can still use the bikes, but for the most part, I'm probably not going to be using it nearly as much as I was before because it's just in Cambridge, and I tend to travel between Boston and Cambridge a lot.
Do you think you'll still want to ride the bike when there's, 8 inches of snow and slush on the ground?
Yeah, for sure. Like, the ironic thing is that when the bikes go away, I tend to use my skateboard more often because that's my next go-to mode of transportation. So, if I can get around on my skateboard, I'm sure the bike should be no problem.
And Cambridge officials want to be sure that neither snow nor rain will keep Hubway bikers from swiftly completing their journeys.
Hubway is really meant to be a transit system. It's a transportation system for people to be able to use, and that means that it should be accessible all the time.
Kara Seiderman is the transportation program manager for the city of Cambridge. She says Cambridge is particularly well suited for this winter pilot program.
It made sense to pilot it in Cambridge because we have a bit easier time. All of our stations except one are off street, so they're not going to be dealing with the snow plows. Those are things that we would have to really think about in the future if it did get expanded in the entire system. But it was an easier decision because that obstacle or that challenge was not really in place.
But when the snow does come, Seiderman says they have a plan for dealing with it.
The company that runs Hubway for us, Alta Bike Share, is under contract, and they will be responsible for clearing the stations of the snow and managing the bikes going in and out. There is also a way to electronically shut down the systems remotely so that you can't take a bike out. This has actually been done a couple of times, like last year when Hurricane Sandy was approaching, the system was shut down in advance.
Hubway bikes first started rolling around the Boston area in 2011. Since then, the program's grown to serve some 90,000 casual users each year in addition to annual members. The Boston system was modeled after Montreal's bike share program, which operates in spring, summer, and fall.
now systems that are going into place, including New York and Chicago, other big cities with serious winters, are assuming that they're going to be a year-round system.
Cities like Copenhagen, Denmark, and Helsinki in Finland already have year-round bike share programs, and despite the cold, they are very popular. Of course, a winter bike share system comes with additional costs for maintenance and snow removal, and at the same time, revenue goes down because fewer people choose to ride. But Seidemann says it's still worth it.
And in general, a city that's very bikeable and walkable is more livable. And you have more people out in the streets and more people communicating with each other. And then there's fewer vehicles from an environmental perspective. But there's also that whole feeling of what a city feels like when there's people about as opposed to just cars. And it's the kind of city that we want to see.
Officials estimate that in a busy month, Hubway bikers offset 100,000 pounds of carbon dioxide and burn more than 6.6 million calories. Last year, Hubway surveys asked riders what they would most like to change about the system. Seidemann says overwhelmingly the response was to extend the program year-round.
I would say that this apparently is one of the most popular things the city has ever done based on the feedback that I've gotten. Certainly people legitimately call up the city or send us communications when they have a complaint about something, but less often do we get the kudos. And I have gotten more feedback about people being excited about having the Hubway open year-round than almost anything since Hubway itself opened.
The Cambridge pilot program is just getting started, and surrounding cities are watching closely to see how winter biking works out here. If all goes well, next year, Hubway riders might be able to pedal year-round through all of Greater Boston. For Living on Earth, I'm Bobby Bascom in Cambridge, Massachusetts.